Powell River Fire Rescue will take on Powell River RCMP in a charity hockey game to raise funds for the Powell River Professional Firefighters Charitable Society. The game will be played on March 25 at 7:15 p.m. at Happ Parker Arena. Firefighter Sid Allman said this is the second year the game has been organized as a charity event. "We've played this game many, many times throughout the years against the police, but last year, Corporal Phil Caza was riding in the Cops for Cancer tour and he wanted to have the game as a fundraiser, so he asked if we could do it and we said yes, absolutely," said Allman. "We ended up raising almost $7,000, which is awesome. After that, we said from now on, we'll just do it as charity fundraising, going to each one of our charities. This year, it's going to the Powell River Professional Firefighters Charitable Society for the Feed the Kids program." Allman said the firefighters started the program in 2016 and right now they are dropping off healthy breakfasts at 6 schools. "The program is growing more every year," added Allman. "We are trying to find new and creative ways to make some money. When we found out the need, everyone said there's no way kids should be going hungry, so it's something we had to take on. It's something that means a lot to us because we are helping our own community and helping kids get a better chance going ahead." Allman said sponsors include financial advisor Renee Babin from Raymond James, who has been donating money to the firefighters' charitable program. Save On Foods has also stepped up in a big way, providing discounts and delivering the food, he added. "The team has been amazing," said Allman. "We have extensive community support and we want to build on it." Allman said there has been a donation of $1,000 from Josh Statham of 460 Realty for the 50-50 draw at the game, which will be awesome, too. Tickets for the hockey game, which are $5 each, are available at the Fire Department Station 1 at 6965 Courtenay Street, or at the RCMP Detachment, 7070 Barnett Street, or at the door on game day. People who can't attend the game but want to donate can go to powellriverfirefighters.ca and click on the Donate Online tab. "You can donate directly to the cause if you want," said Allman. "Because we are a registered charity, you'll get a tax receipt. Game provides fun atmosphere." He said the firefighters and RCMP officers are excited about the event. In addition to the arena being donated by City of Powell River, Powell River Kings have donated their locker rooms and will be providing an announcer and scorekeeper. The beer gardens will be open so those in attendance can have refreshments. In terms of the competition, last year, the firefighters won 6-2, so the RCMP will be looking to avenge the loss. "It wasn't a total blowout and it was a lot of fun," said Allman. "It will be competitive because there is a trophy on the line. It will be a full 60-minute game. To play a game like this is a lot of fun for our members. The fact that we can benefit our charity makes it that much better. We'll have as many members as we can get out on the ice and we have to draw out some extra players to fill out our benches." In addition to male members of the first responder organizations, there will also be female members participating in the game, which is no contact, and no slapshots will be allowed. "We don't want anyone to get hurt," said Allman. "We all have to work in the morning. The game provides for a fun atmosphere," he added. "Almost 400 people attended last year. We're hoping to double that this year if we can."